So I was running, I was talking to a friend that had lived in LA for the last couple years, doing some great stuff in her life, a local girl, and I said, who's the 10-minute speaker? And they said, Heather B. from LA. And I'm like, where is she? Where's this 10-minute speaker? Without further ado, Heather B. from LA. But really, a royal mind.
Hi, I'm Heather. I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers and to the visitors. I was trying to memorize your names, but I was too caught up in what I was going to say. So introduce yourselves again after the meeting. I feel like the worst of my night just happened like 5 minutes before I got up here. Somebody asked me if I was pregnant, and I'm not. So. So instead of thanking me after the meeting, you can just come up and say how thin I look. That would be amazing. All right, that's it. I would really love to stand up here and talk about how I have completely recovered from alcoholism and, that my life is amazing now and I no longer have struggles, but that is not the case, unfortunately. And full disclosure, I feel a little bit further away from my program than I feel like I have in all of like the 9 years that I've been sober. So I'll try to keep it somewhat linear. What it was like for me, in a word, was chaotic. It was very chaotic. My brother affectionately came up with a nickname for me, and that's Cannonball. I become very destructive when left to my own devices, and that's still the case when I'm sober, if I'm not working the program. So it was, my life was run by fear before I found alcohol. And when I did, it was like the medicine that I needed. I felt like I could be comfortable in my own skin. I felt like I could relate to other people in a way that I hadn't been able to in the past. Alcohol did for me what I couldn't do for myself, and it was really great and fun for about 2 years. So from the time I was 17 to the time I was 19, I moved out of state to go to school in Arizona, and I had an academic scholarship, and I thought I was on a path to make something with my life. And in the span of 2 years, I realized that drinking was a lot more fun than going to class and maintaining commitments. And I quickly made a group of friends that drank and used the way that I did. I think it's really important for me to talk about the fact that I did use drugs in addition to alcohol. I don't want to make that like the theme of my share, but I don't think that I would have hit a bottom quite as fast as I did had there not been like a perfect storm of alcohol and other chemicals in my system that like took me down really fast. And I also have mental health issues. I don't think that that's an outside issue for a lot of alcoholics. I think a lot of us drink to sort of self-medicate, and depression was a big deal for me. So drinking and using drugs and, you know, underlying issues, it really like created this perfect environment to just like light my life on fire. And that's pretty much what I did. I went to rehab when I was 19 in Palm Springs, and I didn't, you know, it was AA based, and so I went to meetings, but I did not listen to what anybody had to say. I wanted nothing to do with these like old guys and their donuts, and I just wanted, like, my life to get better without having to do any work. And that's kind of what alcohol and drugs did for me for a time, is they made me feel better temporarily, but, oh, it was a lot better than, like, being sober and being sober in my mind, you know, stuck in my thoughts. So I did what any good alcoholic would do. Right out of rehab, I moved back to this area and got a job at a bar. And I kept trying to start new things in life. Like, I started beauty school and then I dropped out, and I would start relationships and then I would run away, and I just could not follow through with, like, anything. And it, what's incredible about that period of time is that I had completely managed to push out of my mind the fact that, like, my little brother came to visit me in rehab and cried, and that my grandparents, who just adore me, were, like, worried sick about the fact that I was, you know, killing myself. Just really managed to, like, compartmentalize that and continue doing what I was doing until 2009. My immediate family just started to, like, combust all at the same time. So my dad was in rehab, my mom was in rehab, they weren't married anymore, and I thought that I was kind of, like, holding everybody together. And that was not the case. And what happened is I watched my dad get sober, and for the first time in his life, be happy about it, or at least seem content without alcohol. And I had never seen that before. So he practiced the principle of attraction rather than promotion. And I remember very clearly being 23 years old and just wanting to die, but not having the courage to kill myself, and just feeling like this was it for me. Like, this is my life. I can't hold a job. I can't go to school. I can't look people in the eye. And I asked where he had been going to meetings, and I started to meet people that seemed genuinely to care about my well-being. You know, women that offered to give me rides, that would, like, show up and pick me up just to, like, spend time together. And it had been such a long time since I spent time with people sober, A, and B, that that drinking or using wasn't the common denominator between us. And after about 30 days, I felt crazier than I ever had while I was drinking, and my sponsor told me that if I wanted to feel better, then I needed to work the steps. And I think she was absolutely right. The steps gave me, over a longer, more difficult period of time, what alcohol did for me temporarily. It gave me, like, a sense of ease and comfort in my own skin. And I can say that the periods of time that I have spent making AA my main priority have been the most content that I've been. It gives me, like, a reprieve from the hamster wheel that is going around and around 24/7. And so, just to kind of speed it up a little bit, I ended up moving to LA about 4 years ago, and at 5 years of sobriety, I was very well connected to the people in the program here. Is that my time, or is that just a phone ringing? Okay. So I moved to LA, and at first I was really terrified that I would go out, because I'm leaving, like, this nest of people that I've grown so close to, and, you know, I just kind of took a leap of faith because I wanted to finish school. It was really important to me. I had gone back to beauty school in sobriety and been doing hair for about 5 years, and I just felt like I wanted to do this. And I found a sponsor before I moved down there and tried to maintain a relationship with a higher power. But this thing happened that apparently happens a lot between 5 to 10 years of sobriety, where I got really busy. And I got so busy that going to a meeting after being in the car for, like, 2.5 hours already that day, because LA traffic, the last thing that I wanted to do was go to a meeting, or after being, you know, at a hospital doing an internship and working with people in their emotional trauma all day, I don't want to go, I don't want to listen to anyone. I don't want to talk. I don't want to call my sponsor. And so the short story long is that I've been, you know, I've accomplished things that I never thought that I would. I got married in this program, and the gift and curse of being married to someone that's also sober is that they can call you out when you're not practicing the program. It's lovely. And I completed my master's degree in May, and you know, these are things that I never thought that I would be able to do, but to be perfectly honest, like, they are not what makes me feel okay with my life. I have been filled with fear and doubt and self-loathing about just sort of unknown of my future, and oh, what if this is the wrong career, and oh my God, now I have all this debt, and I know that that is directly correlated to my, like, lack of going to meetings and, you know, further link between talking to my sponsor. I will say that I have not stopped, and that is the only reason that I think that I'm still sober today, is that I didn't just completely, like, back away from the program, but I'm going to a meeting, like, every 2 weeks. Just, it's not enough for me, and it's not without working the steps and, like, cultivating a relationship with a power greater than myself, then I'm just as crazy as I was the day that I walked in here. I just have a little bit more time. So one of my really good friends likes to say that life in AA is second to none, and I couldn't agree more. So I hope that you stick around and find that out for yourself. Thank you.